For this week's Restaurants Report Card, we are handing out high marks to three outstanding restaurants. The Clean Plate Awards go to Full Moon Barbecue, located at 7660 East Chase Parkway. They received a 100. Capital of Wings, located at 3030 Woodley Road, they received a 99. And Chipotle Mexican Grill, located at 2560 Berry Hill Road, they received a 98. Urban Cookhouse, located at 7712 East Chase Parkway, came in as one of the lowest performers for this week with a 91. Major citations included containers of cooked chicken and beef were between 119 to 125 degrees in a warmer. Other citations included sauces and onion straws were not protected from contamination in the walk-in cooler and food preparation area. The cabinets under the soda machine needed to be cleaned, and to-go containers were not protected from contamination. China Dragon was another low performer, coming in with an 88. Major citations include cooked chicken, noodles, and egg rolls were not properly dated in the reach-in cooler. Other citations include employee drinks were improperly stored in the walk-in cooler, and there was no soap or paper towels at the kitchen and men's restroom hand sinks. Tune in next week to find out who earned an A on the Restaurants Report Card. I'm Brittany Jones Dabney, WVAS News. For this week's Restaurants Report Card, we are handing out high marks to three outstanding restaurants. This week's Clean Plate Awards go to Martha's Place, located at 7780 Atlanta Highway, Sweet Creek Farm Market, located at 85 Meriwether Road, and City Grill, located at 5251 Hampstead High Street. They each scored a 99. This week's low performers include Longhorn Steakhouse, located at 4095 Eastern Boulevard. They received an 85. Major citations included cut lettuce and tomatoes were between 44 to 50 degrees in a reach-in cooler. Several cutting boards had deep grooves and needed to be replaced. Other citations included an employee drink was improperly stored on a food preparation table, a container of flour was not properly labeled, and the walk-in freezer condenser and the three-compartment sink drain line were leaking. Bayleaf Authentic Indian Cuisine, located at 8868 Minnie Brown Road, scored an 87. Major citations included an employee was handling cooked chicken with bare hands. There was no sanitizer during the final rinse cycle of the dishwasher. Other citations included food was not protected from contamination in the walk-in cooler and dry storage, as well as food scoops were improperly stored with their handles in the food and the dumpster was open. And Burger King, located at 601 Madison Avenue, scored an 89 this week. Major citations included ham, milk, mozzarella cheese, buttermilk, grilled chicken, and eggs were between 47 to 50 degrees in the walk-in cooler, and the establishment did not have hot water. Tune in next week to find out who earned an A on the Restaurant Report Card. I'm Brittany Jones Dabney, WVAS News. For this week's Restaurants Report Card, we're handing out high marks to three outstanding restaurants. This week's Clean Plate Awards go to Mama Goldberg's Deli, located at 7960 Vaughn Road, and Jimmy John's, located at 130 Commerce Street. They each received a 98. And Baumhauer's Restaurant, located at 2465 Eastern Boulevard, came in third place with a 95. Sogong Dong Tofu Village, located at 1633 Eastern Boulevard, came in as one of this week's lowest performers with an 87 and one major citation. The dish machine did not have any sanitizer. Other citations included frozen vegetables were being improperly thawed, food was not protected from contamination in the walk-in cooler, and serving and cooking utensils were improperly stored in water at the cook line. McDonald's, located at 1590 Eastern Boulevard, was the second lowest performer, coming in with an 88. Major citations include the soda nozzles and ice machine contained mold. A kitchen hand sink needed paper towels and was blocked from use. Other citations included employees were handling food without the proper hair restraints and also handled food while wearing jewelry. Tune in next week to find out who earned an A on the Restaurant Report card. I'm Brittany Jones Dabney, WVAS News.